Welcome back to Audio Boom. Yes, I'm back on Audio Boom with kind of personal related stuff. I'm still going to be using SoundCloud for more professional demos and stuff like that, but Audio Boom is quite convenient for just quickly getting a recording made when you're out and about. Just translating that for all my Canadian listeners, that's oat in a boat. And I thought it was a very important thing to chronicle today because we're speaking to Bonnie Lanham before she evaporates and becomes Bonnie Modem.
Hi, Audio Boom.
Hello, Audio Boom.
It's been a long time since I've been on here.
I know. How are you feeling?
Good. Had a little bit of a panic attack just a moment ago, and I got a text from the makeup artist saying, oh, we'll be there at 10. I'm like, what? No. But everything's okay. I spoke with her, and it takes about 2 hours to do hair and makeup, so I should be good.
So 4 hours altogether?
No, 2 hours to do, 1 hour to do the hair and 1 hour to do the makeup.
Right, right. So. And then so 2 hours for you, and then 2 hours for me.
Yeah, exactly. So we're good. They're going to try to push it forward to 11.
See, it's not till 4. So. No one gives a pair of fettered dingo's kidneys about the groom, really.
No.
I mean, you know.
I think a lot of people were interested in your pink nails.
Yeah, a lot of people were interested in your pink
nails. In my pink nails? And the thing about, you know, males is we are really superfluous. I mean, you sort of turn up just to provide. I mean, and these days, that's not even necessary. I mean, you could marry another chick if you wanted to. And then,
I don't want to.
Then males would be like completely superfluous.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I mean, so we turn up to the wedding, you know, and we can just wear a suit or whatever, and just you know, hoon on in there, say the vows, all that kind of thing. And then, of course, you know, if some people they have children and stuff, well, males are pretty superfluous after the initial event there too, really.
The air and the spare.
Yeah. So I mean, I think we should just take it as read that women are definitely the superior sex.
Or you could look at it as a nature, because usually the male is the more colourful of the animals.
Like the peacock.
Yeah, especially in birds, and that's why the females have to have all the makeup and hair, because the males are already fine.
Fine. But I am dealing with the technicals.
Yes, yeah.
We've got all sorts of technical things to be.
So hoping
I'm
that...
helping.
And Heidi's helping, so hoping that everyone can tune in and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
That's always a worry, but it's under control. I mean, someone told me you're going to have little things that aren't going to work or aren't going to, you know, cause a little bit of a fright, but then everything's okay, so.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Because I know we've got lots of people who are tuning in and who are staying
from all
up.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's, you know, no pressure. No. And the thing is, I can't sit there monitoring it like I normally do. But, I mean, in the end, we'll be married and that's what counts.
That's what counts
I'm
in
very,
the long
very
run.
Very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited. How are you doing, Heidi Banana?
I'm good.
Are you you're like the chief bridesmaid or something?
Yep.
And you're looking forward
I'm
to
I'm not quite the maid of honour. I'm just sort of chief bridesmaid. It's different.
The maid of honour. Yeah, well, we've sort of got a virtual maid of honour, which is Bonnie's friend Amy, who's being beamed via satellite or something.
Yeah, that's why I'm the chief bridesmaid.
Yeah, to give us a speech. And we have got this really cool app, right? Cool app called Soundbites, which is on my iPad Air 2. And the person who's going to be operating it, it's just like totally like foolproof. And there's these icons clearly labelled for what they do. And so you tap the Bonnie's entrance and it plays the music we want when Bonnie's entering on the red carpet at the race course where we're getting married. And a little frame goes around what's playing and you can see the elapsed time. And then when they tap the icon again, it very gently and beautifully fades out. So if you're looking for an app for an event like this, I highly recommend this Soundbite app. And we've got our two UE mega booms. Mm-hmm. And it sounds absolutely amazing. So we've got a lot of technical work already done. And no doubt we'll have pictures and descriptions of Bonnie's dress. It's a shame we can't have like an audio describer on the stream.
Yeah.
Fades to black.
I think that would get a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Get a bit annoying.
We'll do an audio boo from the reception and I will describe my dress.
Oh, okay. We'll do an audio boo from the reception? Okay.
Yeah. And then if anyone wants to speak, we can talk to the guests.
Okay, well, that will be... I wonder how many brides and grooms have done audio booms from their wedding reception before.
I'm sure
we are just so geeky.
And we could jump on the Mosin channel and have a... like they do with the races, an after-race roundup. Post-race commentary.
Okay, well, yeah, well, we do have the technology to jump on the Mosin channel from the iPhone if we really wanted to. So I guess anything's possible. Anyway, so you're feeling quite sure of this decision, are you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're not going to, like, no, I'm not going to, no. I was heavily influenced by, and I know Jonathan gets tired of it. That's the trauma of having an English lit major in the house is the fact that I'm always referring to films or literary characters. Like, we just had a Groundhog's Day a minute ago, but that's okay. But I'm always referring to literary characters. And I was saying the other day, I said, no, I would never jilt you at the altar because of Mrs. Havisham. That was such a traumatic experience reading that in Great Expectations.
What about Tom and Kirsty?
Oh, yeah, that's a more modern...
In the Archers.
A more modern reverse Mrs. Havisham. Well,
that was very traumatic, that was. And that was on my birthday, too.
Yeah, and that's a cruel thing to do to somebody. I mean, if you're not going to get married, let them know beforehand.
Right, so you're definitely turning up then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, that's good then.
Even if we have to drag her there.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. I mean, hopefully she'll be not sure. Right, well, we are about to go to the rehearsal, but I did want to have some kind of memento of today, and because this is the last time I can call you Bonnie Lanham.
I know. It'll be hard getting used to my new name.
I know. It's exciting. All right, well, thanks for marrying me. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm glad that you finally have found true happiness.
I'll go now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.